This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow, 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 wow.
We actually probably are getting older, but you know. Way to like rah-rah for the youth.
I heard her voice and was like, that's Halsey. Mm. I looked it up though. That's the Chainsmokers with Halsey.
Yes, yeah. Mm. Yep.
Never knew that.
It's funny because when you said that, I was like, because I know that's a Halsey song, or she's guests on that song, but I was looking for the other feature on it. And because I feel like the Chainsmokers are just like the DJs.
Right.
But it just says the chain, but then there's a guy voice and they're not crediting him, not on the little blurb that I have here anyway. Mm. But yeah, closer. Well, there you go. There's some variety right there. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Outside Lands, continues. I mean, it's actually hasn't even happened yet. The tickets for Outside Lands continue. All week, 9:05, 12:05, 5:05, and 6:05. Twice in Janie's show. She gets all the good stuff. Yeah, we'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line and you're in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes to Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, and so many more on so many stages in gigantic Golden Gate Park. It is an experience August 8th through the 10th, and we've got these tickets all this week. And you can buy them, I assume. Go to SFOutsideLands.com.
Don't do that when you can listen to Jane and score them for free. Duh.
Well, obviously. I mean, you want to win them.
I'm pretty sure Jane shares an office with the big boss, too. So she's probably like, hey, what do you think about me having all the tickets on my show? And he's like, yeah, absolutely.
Sure, no, that sounds good. Sounds like a plan. I'm going to start with death. It's not murder most foul or anything. Guy was almost 91. That's good, right? Richard Chamberlain.
Oh.
At 90 years old. He was, I think it was the Thorn Birds.
Yeah, the Thorn Birds and the Shogun.
Yeah, the original Shogun back in the day. I feel like I haven't seen him in anything in a really long time, but I'm sure he has been doing stuff.
90.
Yeah. But they have a fairly long list of credits on modern day-ish shows. He came out in 2003. Which I looked up because they were calling his partner, Martin Rabbit. I'm like, oh, partner. Let me look. Yep, they're married. So he's our beloved Richard is with the Angels now. They're saying actor known for Dr. Kildare. I don't know that one. Shogun and the Thorn Birds. But in the 70s, this guy was on a lot of stuff. Like
he was like the heartthrob. Like,
yeah,
definitely, you know, in a lot of stuff. I just remember as a kid, my mom was really into him.
He lived in Hawaii as an older man. That's a nice place to retire to.
Yeah, it is.
He had a stroke on Saturday afternoon in his Waimanalo, Hawaii home, which is on Oahu, kind of on the east northeast side, sort of mid-east side. And this was just, I apparently his birthday would have been today. He would have been 91. And so his partner made a statement. How blessed we were to have known such an amazing and loving soul. Love never dies and our love is under his wings, lifting him to his next great adventure. Just as an aside on death.
Martin.
Yeah.
Martin's his partner. That's cool. Yeah.
Rabbit. Is that his name?
Martin. Yeah. It's spelt differently. Oh, yeah. But...
B-B-E-T-T. Is everyone caught up on White Lotus? I mean, actually, I think an episode went last night, so I'm not caught up, but I'm caught up as caught up as I could be at 6 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
There's this really interesting, they're in Thailand this time in the White Lotus, and there's this really interesting exchange that they have with, like, I don't know if the guy's called like a guru or whatever. Looks like the Dalai Lama, you know, he's shaved head and he's sitting there, and one of the guys asks, you know, what happens after we die? And he just had this beautiful, poetic Buddhist explanation for what happens. And it was so beautiful that I actually thought to myself, like, maybe I got to go be a Buddhist or something. Like, this is so beautiful.
You mean the raindrops falling up?
Yeah, the drop of water that falls up and then lands back down. And that's the life. Here's your life. And you fall back down. You land in the ocean of the single consciousness. Of course, I'm butchering this, but it was the way the guy said it. It was
profound,
startling in its beauty. Yeah. I thought, that's amazing.
It got to you. That's
right. I am so cold and dead inside.
Yeah.
Like, God, there's nothing after we die. That's what I'm always saying. And I was like, oh, wouldn't that be nice? Go back to the single consciousness. I don't know. And I just thought, oh, that was so, so, so beautiful. So now I was thinking about Richard Chamberlain today and his, you know, all these people he's left behind grieving. And I thought, well, they'll all come back.
I didn't know, but he's kind of the guy, like a gay guy working as a heartthrob in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He probably had to struggle to keep that quiet, right?
I'm sure he did. Let me see.
That's extreme. That's
stuff.
Really interesting. Like, I didn't. Really, I wasn't around for his career.
He didn't come out until 03, it says here, in a book.
Like long after his, you know.
Right, his heyday.
Right.
In fact, there's, as I was looking him up this morning, he was linked to someone named Rachel Ward. Did Richard Chamberlain love Rachel Ward? She was a co-star on The Thornbirds, but I think that by the time she was done with that show, she had married one of the people who worked on the show, and maybe that was like the tabloid story, like, oh no, he loved her, but she.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that I think he must be one of those early Hollywood guys that struggled with keeping quiet his real identity.
I'm sure.
And that's, it's both horrible and also, wow, there's the guy.
Right.
Interesting.
Pretty long list of credits here. Once you get into, let's see, he was in The Bourne Identity, Touched by an Angel, Will and Grace, Nip Tuck, Desperate Housewives, Twin Peaks, The Return. He was outed by a French magazine in 1989. And apparently he either didn't address it or possibly denied it, because they say here he confirmed he was gay in 2003 in his autobiography, Shattered Love, a memoir. So rest in peace, Richard Chamberlain. And if you loved Shogun, which they just recently redid that, and it was beautiful. It was so, so, so good. And it's such a, it is a very tragic story, but also bigger than the tragedies that happen. But you should go back and watch the one from the 70s. Remember, that was like one of the biggest TV events of all time. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. I rewatched it before the new one came out. And
yeah?
It holds up.
Does
it's
it?
Really, he's great. Mm-hmm. He plays the main guy.
Blackthorn? Is that his name?
Something like that. But he's great. It is worth a watch if you love the Shogun.
Right.
You can go watch the old one and you'll love that too.
NYPD Blue star Kim Delaney.
Yeah.
Kim Delaney, I was like, I feel like I will recognize her, and I did.
The main brunette, right?
She is the main brunette. She was so, I didn't watch NYPD Blue, but she's been on a bunch of stuff. She was a big deal for a while there.
Because that show was a huge hit and all were breaking ground. Mm-hmm. They showed some guy's ass.
Yes. Dennis Franz, first butt shown on primetime television.
Skin.
Now those things walk down the
with
street
a crack
all the time.
Down the middle.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Everybody's falling all over the place.
Saw that guy's pooper. Stop it. Kim Delaney was arrested on felony assault charges. along with her husband.
It's not gone well since then.
Well, she has had addiction issues.
Oh, is that right?
Which they talk about, I want to say in the early 2000s, she was picked up for a DUI. Mm. I have a whole huge story here. Let me go through this. And then she went into rehab. Let's see, 02, she was arrested in Malibu for drunk driving, sentenced to 2 years probation.
This is the second time?
Okay. I think that's the only one. 1 year later, she checked herself into rehab and she was battling alcoholism. So I don't know that that had anything to do with this particular fight. She's been married to this guy for 2 years.
It doesn't always take. I'll tell you this. Mm. You go to rehab, because I have been, and you go, yeah, I want this done. Fix me. And then they tell you,
it's really not how this goes.
It's not how that's going to go for you. Like, you really are going to have to be proactive at all times. Mm. Every minute. Mm. All the time.
Mm-hmm. Every single day, this is still going to be a thing for you. Why they say one day at a time.
Right, it's the whole thing. So, I don't know that it doesn't always take, and I don't know if she'd been struggling or this is the cause of what
happened.
There is no
mention of that. So, she was arrested. I believe the husband was as well. Let's see here. Deputies from Marina Del Rey responded to a domestic disturbance at Delaney's residence on Saturday in the morning, 9:45 in the morning. And she was arrested for an assault with a deadly weapon, and her partner, James Morgan, was arrested for battery. They were booked, charged with assault. I think she paid $20,000 bail. Maybe not. She may still be there. Well, this is this is Fox News. Morgan, the husband, bailed out on Saturday. They're both scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Just saw April 1st here. They were arrested after a heated argument turned physical. Paramedics arrived at the scene, too, to check potential injuries. And they start talking about her credits now. A handful of shows like The OC, Army Wives, All My Children, Chicago Fire. And she was on NYPD Blue from 95 to 2003.
That was a weird show, too, because the main star left after the first season.
Yeah, who was it? Dennis Franz? And then
no, it was Caruso is the guy who walked.
He was on that show?
That was his breakout role. And then he immediately went, I'm going to the movies.
Right.
He may have done two, but I think he only did the first season and split. I can see Maddie's looking it up, but he walked quickly.
Yeah, and I forgot that was the show he came off of.
Ran back to TV as quickly as he could when they said yes.
Yeah, he did a movie immediately.
With
Jade
your boy.
Something. Who's my boy?
Nick Cage.
Oh.
So Caruso was on the first season and then four episodes of the second season. And then he left.
He left to break into movies. He thought, I'm going to be a movie star. And then he ran back to do the CSI Miami, which, by the way, I'm sure a lot of people have seen this. There's a montage of the opening scenes where he whips off his sunglasses and says the line, and then the Who song starts with the wah. And it is the funniest. I think there's like 20 minutes worth of them. David Caruso. Well, he did fine.
Call him here a retired American actor and producer.
David Caruso?
Yeah.
He's retired.
He's 69. Whatever.
Oh my God, is he 69?
He's 69.
Yeah, not looking too good either.
He's got long hair.
He's definitely
pretty sloppy.
Well, look, time. It is not on anyone's side.
He's showing every bit of his age, though.
You know what? He's up and walking around, and his hair is dyed the same color as your hair.
If you're breathing, you're wealthy. No, go ahead and say it, Sarah.
How dare you?
Oh, that guy. Anyway, there's that. And I think that's all I've got time for here. I'll leave you with one more thing. I'll be talking about this special that's happening. The Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing rages on. What am I looking at here?
Kiss of Death. Nick Cage movie he made when he left TV. And then that was that.
For a while. No, it's fine. Actually, I'll just mention this Blake Lively thing when I do. I have something else coming up about her. What's coming up?
Well, I got a lot of stuff to get to, but I'll start with some people helping an 81-year-old lady.
Oh, that's
after
nice.
After these, it is nice.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
That's a good one. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. That's all available on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatement. Thank you for the gasp. That was really helpful.
Well, I don't want my home destroyed, Vinny. I got to get ATCO.
I'm with you. Visit ATCOPestControl.com today. That's ATCOPestControl.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, hi.
That's this guy and that lady.
How you doing?
Lady. Mention Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any termite treat. Well, sorry, woman. Sorry, this guy and that woman.
Fine.
Protect your biggest investment, your home.
100%. This woman.
ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start.
Oh,
thanks, wonderful. ATCO.
Thanks, ATCO.
Hey, ATCO. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Clouds today, and there was rain on my way in.
Oh, so you caught some of that.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's been heading south. Like, it seems like you get it, you know, it mm-hmm. sweeps in. There's a pattern, some kind of atmospheric river, Vincent.
No, we've gotten a lot of rain.
Yeah.
I was, you know, in the middle of not really bitching about it, but going, oh, boy, more rain today. And my daughter goes, yeah, but you know what's going to happen. It's going to, the first 95 degree day, you're going to be like, I can't handle the heat. I'm like, get out of here. You don't know what, yeah, you're right. All right, you got me.
Kidding me? I was whining at the 80 degree day last week.
Kids got you down.
Well, I live with her. So, yes, she does know me well. Anyway, more rain expected like this evening. And so it's going to continue for another minute and then we're clear.
Really?
Well, you know, so says my app.
I love your app right now.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I guess we will.
Won't we?
You know what? That's what happens. You find out.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the 81-year-old lady in a second. I just wanted to mention this because it's kind of the early riser thing. What's the first thing you do? I mean, okay, maybe you pee or poop, but I mean, what's the first thing?
People get up and poop right away?
I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Well, I don't do it. Oh, you just like run to the bathroom like it's time. I got out of bed and it's,
yes. Wow. Mm.
Goodness.
For some, that first cup of coffee in the morning is something of a sacred ritual.
Oh, yes.
Just you. Your coffee and the blessed quiet moment in which you sit there with your cup and get ready for the day ahead.
It truly is a necessary. Yes, I love that moment. And I actually treasure it every time. Like I pour that
single
first
day.
Cup, I hold the cup in my hands, especially like I have three mugs that are my favorites. Like they're all the same. I love them. And but one of them is my very favorite. And I always start the week with it, and I always try to use it on Saturday as well. Those are like the days I just have to have that mug.
That's the cycle.
That's the cycle.
All right.
I mean, I can use it whenever it's available, but on those days, those are the days I really like want it. So on a Monday, I'm holding my mug. It's so warm. I take that first scalding sip of coffee, sit down, start doing our little prep thing. It's so fun.
Just scalding coffee?
Scalding cup of coffee.
Oh, boy, that doesn't work for me. Scalding coffee has me going, yay, 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 yay.
Well, you know, you go, suck it off the top. Draw that in. Slurp it.
I have to go.
Put a little air in it. Oh, you blow it off. Huh.
Either way, the morning cup of coffee is still easily the most popular morning energy boost. Here's one thing, and I saw this morning and was like, fudge. One thing you should remember is don't have that first cup on an empty stomach. And I thought, everybody has that first cup. Every single person.
Literally hours go by between the first sip of coffee and the first time I eat anything.
So this article, which I found in Vogue.
Oh, why are they saying you have to eat something?
There's so many bad effects of coffee on an empty stomach. They say the coffee, thanks to its caffeine content, stimulates the production of cortisol. It goes, also known as the stress hormone.
Oh.
So they say that it racks your gut, number one. It also does this cortisol spike, and there's hormonal stress.
Oh.
It's bad for your sleep cycles and alters your metabolism. I'm reading this and going,
yeah, don't read it anymore. I don't want to hear any more about this.
Stomach acidity and poor digestion can be the side effect of drinking too much coffee on an empty stomach.
I find that an apple is more upsetting to my stomach than coffee.
I feel like every single person that has a coffee addiction, and it's most of us, has that first cup with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat till like 11 a.m., so I'm drinking massive amounts of coffee on an empty stomach.
Like, I don't know, I woke up at 3, I've been drinking coffee steadily since that moment, and I will probably eat something in this next break.
So they say here, and this is another just unrealistic, for many, it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
To avoid all these unpleasant side effects, it's best to have your morning cup with a balanced breakfast. Think protein and fiber and fat.
Yeah, that actually distracts me from my coffee. Like, I don't want to have food with my coffee. I want to hold my coffee cup and just be with my coffee. And just enjoy my coffee.
Just putting it out there.
Stop telling me that what I'm doing is wrong.
It's bad for your tummy, according to these people at Vogue.
I will say that if it bothers you, there are like low acidity coffees. Like if you look into that, because it can turn your stomach a little, like, you know, give you like a sour stomach.
The article says some have maybe switched to green tea. I'm like, no, coffee drinker switching to green tea.
Ridiculous.
What are you, crazy? That is not.
Although I do know someone who did that because they said that coffee makes them break out.
In like, what?
In zits.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, you're 60. You're breaking out in zits? Come on. She goes, yeah, I am. I drink green tea now. So it has some caffeine in it.
Good for them.
Okay, good for you. Right. Exactly.
When I first saw this story, I used to live out in the Richmond.
Way out. OB.
In fact, it's where Geary turns into Point Lobos, as the hill starts to go down towards the ocean.
Seal Cove Inn or something.
And down the street from my house when I lived there, and this would have been 97, was a restaurant called Lewis's. And it was there forever.
Yes. A little like a breakfast joint.
And I think it was a family-owned place. Mm. And there was this, I don't want to call her elderly because I think that has a negative connotation. This lady worked. She was the waitress there.
And she was probably younger than we are now.
No. No.
It's possible. No. That's the thing. When we were 30, everybody, like you were 45, you're like, oh my God, that person's
I understand
older than dirt.
That when you see someone with their hat and they wear it with some attitude and a little hitch, that guy's probably some cool guy. You know, or whatever.
Really? I never have thought that. I'm like, oh, what a douche.
I don't know, whatever. But my point is, you don't wear your wig like that.
Oh.
That is not how you wear your wig.
Just, because you're saying she put her wig on just whichever way.
However,
look in the mirror
on,
and go,
might
yes,
have been
there's
backwards
a human.
Some of those days that I saw her there, but
she just bangs in the back.
Working away.
Oh, fun.
And I always thought, like, sheesh, that's the, I don't know if she loves it. I don't know if this is, you know, she's part of the family that owns this place. Right. I don't know. But I always did. She was always there.
Yeah.
Always working away. Always yelling.
Did you
orders,
go there a lot?
Quite a bit. Yeah.
It's right
down
there.
The street.
Yeah. And breakfast. I mean, who doesn't want some breakfast? Well,
you know, dating too. It's like
sure.
an easy spot down the
wake
way.
Wake up at your house. Walk
there
down
was
the
no,
street.
Meet me there is what.
Sure. Okay.
Don't smile and look weird at me like that.
Not looking weird at you.
Yeah, you are.
I can picture you.
An 81-year-old waitress in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So I was thinking, when I saw this.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought of the lady at Lewis's.
Yes.
Rest in peace. I'm sure she can't possibly still be with us.
Well, she could be 120 years old. You don't
maybe.
Know.
An 81-year-old waitress in Pittsburgh can finally retire thanks to a video posted by a random customer last week.
Oh.
Tammy Cosnier. Yeah.
All right.
Don't ask and don't ask to see the spelling. Just
I'm going with Cosnier. Sounds totally legit.
Sounds good.
Yep. Tammy Cosnier.
took her young son to an Eaton Park for lunch last Thursday.
Oh, I love Eaton Park.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't know what that is.
Eaton Park is, that's where you go late night, at least if you're around Pittsburgh area, that's the late night go.
Wait, this isn't just a park? This is like a place to go eat?
It's a chain of restaurants, yeah.
Eaton Park.
But it's definitely where you go when you've been drinking and like everybody, you go there at like midnight, it's packed with people, eating breakfast.
Back to the sentence, though.
Is this a chain that also went into West Virginia?
Yeah, we had an Eaton Park in West Virginia, but yeah, it's popular. I went to school in Morgantown, which is close to Pittsburgh, so that's why.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, it's all in the Pittsburgh
area. You said
area.
This 81-year-old lady though took her young son.
No, Tammy Cosner took her young son to the Eaton Park for lunch last Thursday. Listen closely, and heard the waitress tell someone, "I can't afford to retire." This is the 81-year-old waitress at the Eaton Park.
So Tammy, she's not Cosnier slash Cosner, right, is...
Well, did I say it differently?
I'm just trying to figure out who's who in this story, that's all.
Tammy.
And her young son.
Is the patron.
Okay. And she sits down and she overhears this lady saying, I can't afford to...
An 81-year-old lady.
So that's ridiculous.
Working at the Eaton Park. Probably dealing with all the late night riffraff, too.
I can guarantee she was.
Maddie. The late night riffraff.
Tammy posted a clip and said, "If I can make any video go viral, I hope it's this one." Then she ended it with, "Okay, TikTok, do your thing."
Oh.
And the people delivered.
She
shared a GoFundMe link, and last we checked, people had donated over $300,000
to
the 81-year-old waitress that couldn't quit her job because she was too poor.
Wow.
She called the waitress to tell her after it hit 100 grand in a single day.
Amazing. This is amazing.
This is when the internet is beautiful and miraculous and wonderful and all the things you wish it could be. You know, when you're doom scrolling and you're like, why can't I stop this? Right. I don't know. There are times I swear when I'm doom scrolling and I think, I just wish someone would post a burrito, the good old days. You know, like, where's that picture of your cereal?
Look, a bagel. It looks delicious.
I long for the good old days when people
used to
just
be like, I don't want to see what you're eating. Now I only want to see what you're eating. Please.
If only we could get back to that.
Right.
Here's some spaghetti.
Delicious.
Thanks for posting that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel better knowing the spaghetti's out there getting eaten.
Somebody's eating.
I had to eat those carbs, but somebody's got to eat those carbs. Damn. Anyway, this old lady gets to retire now with 300K.
Incredible. 100K in one day. What were they asking for?
I don't know, but
usually you have to set like an amount, and if you don't reach that amount, then everybody gets their money back.
My grandma's in her 80s. I just couldn't imagine her having to still go to work and provide.
This
what a
Tammy.
Nice thing to do. Yeah. Mm. Oh, her GoFundMe started with a $9,000 goal.
Oh.
She had no idea that it would go.
Bonkers.
I mean, it truly went viral.
Yeah.
So that's rad. What a cool way to use the internet for good.
It almost makes me wish I was on there.
On the internet?
Yeah. But it sounds like everyone's got it covered, so.
I gotta get me one of those GoFundMe pages. They seem to work out pretty good for people.
Oh.
You're always reading about them. Like,
you're a young man working hard and for a living. You just got elected to the board of podcasts.
The podcast lord.
I need, I
said there was money in podcasts.
I need a nice vacation. Go fund me.
Well, I suppose you could ask for anything you want, right?
Maybe Maddie gets a vacation, or an old lady who's 81 can stop working 8 hours a day.
Maddie.
She needs to work. She people that age, they need to be busy.
Oh, boy.
Hooters.
Yes, I love their wings.
You do.
I really do.
You say that all the time.
I don't care about their ladies. I just want their wings. I was sad when our local Hooters closed.
There was one right over in the...
Once in a while, I'd be like, let's go to Hooters. I got to get me some wings.
If you haven't been to Hooters in years, you're not alone.
Oh my God, I almost just choked on my coffee.
That's awesome.
Careful now.
Go on.
According to reports, they're about $300 million in debt. And last year, they closed about 40 locations in the United States. Now
hashtag
they're trying
Hooters
to. Now they're trying to attract more business by making a pivot to being more family friendly. You know, Vegas tried this and they immediately flipped it right back to what happens here stays here.
Right.
Because it didn't work.
Yeah. If you got kids, just go to Circus. We don't want any part of you. Just find your way over there.
You're a beacon for the losers of the world.
Sin City.
Stick with that name.
It's like Hooters. It's in the name. What are you going to change the name to? Hoo-haws?
Come here with your last dollar. Right. And we'll take it with a smile. That's Vegas. I mean, come on.
And we'll give you a free drink to go with it.
While we throw your ass out onto the sidewalk. Mm.
Oh, you're out of money. Bye.
Now they're trying to attract more families. They're calling it a re-hooterization, but it's more like a de-hooterization.
Are they letting the ladies actually wear clothes now?
I don't know, but you know, I've never been one to really want to go to a place like that. And I know that the people there are trying to make their money and they're participants in the, I have a really low cut top, feel free, I guess. I just feel guilty and don't really enjoy it. It's kind of like strip joints. I never really liked those either.
Yeah,
I know they're there to like show you all their stuff, but I feel like, I don't know. All us guys out here in the crowd, just not comfortable.
You're like the one guy that will take over the bear.
Well, I'm not trying to do that. I'm really not trying to like
pander to the. Every other guy out there in the woods with his hat at a rakish angle and his gun.
The cool guy?
Yeah, that guy.
All right.
Every other one of them is like, no, oh, well, you got some wings over there. Let's see what else you got. Cheeky. All right.
I don't know. It's never felt like. I mean, I've never done that.
Well, you've always said that you're not like a strip club guy, and you're not. You know, I always felt like I cocktail waitressed when I was young, and hot. And there's awesome money to be made if you're in the right place. But you are lowering yourself to you're allowing it to like you're gonna get ogled at the least, groped, and possibly worse. Like it's. It's hard out there trying to make a little money. Yeah, don't look at me like that.
What? I'm not looking at you like anything.
Yeah, the weird look
kind
on
of
your
imagining
face.
You like, as a cocktail waitress. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, it's good. She's good at it.
What are you?
Made a lot of money.
What are you saying?
I just wonder, young Sarah running around looking.
Young hot Sarah, what happened? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, I mean, age, it comes for us all.
Sheesh. Oh, well. Maddie.
You could still pull it. You still get some tips.
Oh, God, maybe I'll just set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I can retire. Oh, my God.
Okay. I'm going to take back over with the story here.
Please do.
Ownership says it's depressing to them that women would not want their families to go to Hooters.
Oh.
Even dads alone. They don't want dads there alone either, I guess. They didn't say what exactly they'll be changing to make it more PG. But they're going to try to come out of this bankruptcy and attract a younger audience. Mm.
I suggest a complete name change and just keep the good wings. Be like, you know, formerly known as Hooters, still got those great wings. Put that right in the title of your new restaurant.
It'll be interesting. I'm going to actually watch this from afar because I don't know where one is and haven't been to one since. Probably when you and I went to the one right over there and whatever pier, whatever.
Yeah, they opened it up. It was like newly opened and you and I went over. Mm-hmm. I think a whole bunch of us went over there.
We all went, yeah. But it was early and the Hooters weren't really out yet. So I think we went at 11.
Right. I think it didn't open until like 11 or 11:30 and we waited around for it.
Yeah.
We're like, we'll have lunch there and just enjoy the wings.
Anyway, there are currently about 250 locations for Hooters in the United States. There's going to be more closings and a rebrand of some sort. So,
when I lived in Florida, we used to do live broadcasts from the Hooters in Orlando all the time. Go out there and like host a party. Be like a
yeah,
Hooters
that's
happy hour.
They definitely had some radio participation in San Diego, and I actually this goes as part of the problem. I did appearances at a strip club.
Oh.
When I worked on the rock station in San Diego, and so I worked there basically, and it's not attractive business.
No,
if that makes sense,
it's skeevy. It's underbelly stuff, and I want to say you were the one who we commiserated on this when we first started working together. Like there were places that you'd go work and you'd have to go hunt the guy down
to get paid
in cash.
That was
wouldn't come
one
to
of the
station,
and I would always be like, look. I want to leave.
And I got to get up in the morning.
Yeah. Sit right there. I'll get to you when I can. Great. Mm. I'll just sit right here and wait for you to get to me when you can. Like, what a power play. I've got your money and you'll wait for it.
Yeah.
Thanks, D.
Well, you were a kid. You should have said, I'm not doing these gigs anymore.
Well, I was a kid. I was like... Are you kidding?
Talk to the general manager at the station. Be like, I'm going to need to get paid up front. I'm assuming you guys are getting paid up front.
Oh, my God. Our text numbers doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
We got to go.
Oh, okay. But, we'll be back after this with Blake and Justin in Chapel Row. Thinks you're unhappy.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.